After watching Superman 2 the other day, I decided that I wanted to keep going with the series and decided to check out Superman 3 from 1983. Just like Superman 2 was a little bit of a step down from Superman, Superman 3 continues the downgrade in quality. There was one point when I was watching this movie that I was thinking to myself, man, this is almost as good as Superman 2. It started off great and just kept getting better, but then it hit this point where everything seemed to fall apart and be terrible. It was really strange. The story goes something like this. You got Superman, who at the end of Superman 2 turned back time, so Lois Lane no longer knows that Clark Kent is Superman. Right out the bat, they get rid of Lois Lane in this movie by sending her on a trip to go do a story, and they basically include Margot Kidder in the movie just to tell you she's not going to be in the movie. She's in it at the very beginning and the very end, but other than that, she's barely there. So that's a minus for sure. After she disappears, Clark Kent is sent to go cover his 10-year high school reunion in Smallville, his hometown. While there, he meets up with Lana Lang, a girl who he apparently had a huge crush on in high school, and they begin to romance one another. While all this is going on, you've got this quartet of bad guys plotting to take over this satellite and control both the weather and the oil in the world. It's some CEO dude and two chicks with Richard Pryor as a computer whiz rounding out the team. Then, while all this is going on, in an attempt to keep Superman from sabotaging their plans, the quartet of bad guys decides to give Superman some kryptonite to kill him. When Richard Pryor's character gives Superman the kryptonite, however, it appears that nothing happens. But slowly but surely, it comes to fruition that the kryptonite was real and did have an effect on Superman. It turns him into evil Superman. Spider-Man 3 kind of did the same thing with evil Peter Parker and evil Spider-Man. Well, this had evil Clark Kent, evil Superman. Superman has to battle the evil within himself, and as you can probably guess, he wins out triumphant in the end. The hero returns, and he's got to stop these bad guys. He follows them to this canyon where they try and eliminate him. Now, when they try and eliminate him, the CEO guy and the bad guy quartet is on this screen, and the screen basically looks like a video game, and Superman's flying across the screen as he is in real time flying through the canyon. Now the bad guy, he's got a cursor that he's aiming and he's trying to shoot Superman with actual rockets. You see video game rockets on the screen, but in real life they're actually going after him. Now the guy completely misses Superman with every rocket, but for some reason he still gets points in the little video game he's playing. It's really strange, like he'll get 2,000 points just for missing Superman. I thought that was really weird. It stood out to me for some reason why in his little video game monitor system that he had to actually be hunting Superman, why did it give him points for missing? That didn't make sense. But anyway, Superman follows him to this canyon, this gorge, and they have this final confrontation, and Superman wins out on the end. Because Richard Pryor's character has a last-minute change of heart and saves Superman, Superman doesn't punish him at all. He actually helps him and tries to get him a job, which was another thing that didn't make any sense to me. Richard Pryor's character was just as guilty of trying to take over the world and be a greedy, power-hungry dictator type. So why did Superman let him off? Was it because he had a last-minute change of heart and saved Soup's life? That's a little weak. And that was one of the big problems about this movie. Just a lot of things in it were illogical, didn't make sense, or were just plain stupid. Another problem it had was it barely felt like a Superman movie. So much time was spent on Richard Pryor hacking into computers, or the other members of the bad guy team just planning and plotting, that there was very little time for Superman. Even when Christopher Reeve did appear on screen, it was mostly just to be Clark Kent, and a lot of that time was spent entangled in his love affair with Lana Lang. There was hardly any action. Superman 2 and Superman 1 had awesome action sequences. Basically, all Superman did in this one was shoot beams out of his eyes, or blow ice or wind or fire with his breath. It was kind of unimaginative. Just like in the first two, it was so awesome seeing Superman brought to life, and it was great that Christopher Reeve was this perfect Clark Kent Superman character, but sorely, sorely misused in this case. It felt much more like a Clark Kent movie than a Superman movie, which on the one hand is good. You need to humanize your characters and have them be someone you can identify with, but this movie took a little too far. This movie, the whole thing was just padded on all sides. Like I said, At one point, I was like, oh man, this movie is almost as good as Superman 2. I'm going to give it the same score. I'm going to give it a 7. It was promising, but then it's just all this stuff kept coming. Like, you have the evil Superman. You have this plan to take over the world. You have one of the bad guys becoming this weird, like, robot creature at the end. Yeah, don't ask. You just had all this stuff that kept being added and added, when really they could have told a solid, more focused story in less time with more action and better character development. I really think that if I sat down, probably take me a while, probably a few weeks, but I think that I could cut what is already there in Superman 3 into a better, more efficient, more enjoyable film. There were just too many times where it plodded along and you wondered why it was spending so much time with the bad guys, why it was spending so much time on Lana Lang's son and her drunken ex-husband. It just didn't focus on the right things, which is a shame, because like I said, I was digging it for a while. I had some funny parts with Richard Pryor. It had me excited to see Superman back on screen again. You heard the Superman theme pop up a couple times, and that was exciting, but it was like throwing everything at the wall and seeing what would stick. And then it left all the things in that didn't stick anyway. There's a good movie somewhere underneath it, but you gotta trim away all that fat, all that excess bullshit that bogged Superman 3 down. Initially, I thought, man, this movie gets a really bad rep. Why? It seems like a pretty damn good movie, an awesome superhero movie, and a good installment in the Superman franchise. But like I said, it just falls apart, falls on its own face, it just can't keep itself together with all the shit it's juggling. Spider-Man 3 kind of reminded me of this, but Spider-Man 3 was consistent throughout the whole movie. It was never great. It was sort of mediocre the whole time. This movie started off with so much potential and just crash dive with stupidity and excess scenes and dialogue and plot. It's a little heavy on plot. Could have simplified that. When it comes down to it regarding Superman 3, I was originally thinking a 7 about 40 minutes into the movie, and then with about 20 minutes left, I was thinking a 5. So it sort of fluctuated in quality, as I've pointed out many times. So I'm going to give it a 6, because it's right in between those two numbers. I did enjoy it, but I just wish they could have molded it into something different than it was. And like I said, all the elements are there. I think it could be cut down into something a little more entertaining. So Superman 3 from 1983 gets a solid 6 from me.